Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, September 3rd. According to the Glenwood Springs Post-Independent, some of the computers at Roaring Fork School District were hacked recently. However, the breach involving student and staff information kept by a contract vendor doesn't appear to have seriously compromised any of those involved. But it did serve as a trial run for the district's response system should a more serious incident occur, according to school officials. The district was advised of the incident in July, after its database contract provider turned up an unauthorized access into an older database platform that had occurred back in March. The database is used by the district's special education department to monitor student academic progress. It involved 119 students and 60 staff members. Affected students and staff were informed of the breach via a letter sent on August 13th. It stated, quote, "No social security numbers or financial information was accessed in the breach, only the first and last names. We take student confidentiality very seriously and wanted you to be aware of this situation." End quote. The breach impacted some 13,000 schools and university student accounts globally, according to the letter. The incident triggered a formal response that is dictated by district policy whenever such database breaches occur. That includes a public hearing before the school board to determine if the district should continue with a contractor. The policy states, in part, if the district discovers the breach, it shall notify the contract provider of the public hearing date. Prior to the board meeting, the contractor may submit a written response to the district regarding the material breach. The board shall discuss the nature of the material breach at a regular or special meeting, where the district and the contractor can present testimony. Members of the public will be allowed to speak in accordance with the board's policy on public participation at board meetings. The board shall decide whether to terminate the contract with the contract provider within 30 days of the board meeting and shall notify the school service contract provider of its decision. No one appeared at the August 28th hearing to speak on the March breach. From the Denver Post, temperatures in Denver reached 100 degrees Monday, the first time triple-digit heat has ever been recorded in the city during September. The temperature hit 100 degrees at Denver International Airport just before 4 p.m. Monday. The heat had already eclipsed the previous record for September 2nd by 11:55 a.m. The previous record for the month, 98 degrees, had been set Sunday. Until this unusually hot Labor Day weekend, the previous record for the month of September had been the 97-degree heat recorded in 1995. The average high for September 2nd is about 84 degrees. Denver wasn't the hottest spot in the state as temperatures reached as high as 104 degrees in Lamar and 101 degrees in Fort Morgan. A temperature reading of 101 degrees was recorded at Rocky Mountain Arsenal National Wildlife Refuge, but the city's official readings are made at the airport. Even though mountain town residents, such as those in Kremling, are already waking up to chilly, near-freezing temperatures, it was 36 degrees there overnight, the Front Range is still cooking. Monday's heat was also the latest date in a calendar year when Denver reached a three-digit temperature. Previously, the latest recorded three-digit temperature was on August 16, 2002. Monday's weather was a far cry from the past. On September 3, 1961, the day before Labor Day, Denver residents watched 4.2 inches of snow hit the ground and as much as a foot of snow in the suburbs. Temperatures are forecast to drop to the mid-80s today before rising to the 90s again tomorrow and Thursday. And now we'll hear from the Colorado News Connection. In 2016, 29% of Coloradans stopped taking a prescription drug as prescribed because of cost. And AARP Colorado is pushing Congress to act. Eric Galatis has the story.
Congress is wrapping up state work and headed back to the nation's capital, and the largest advocacy organization for people aged 50 and older wants the body to take action on rising prescription drug prices. According to new data released by AARP Colorado, 29% of Coloradans stopped taking a prescription drug because of cost. Angela Cortez with the group says its members are leaning on Colorado's Senate delegation.
AARP wants Coloradans to contact their senators. Please contact Senator Bennett and Senator Gardner and tell them it's time to stand up to Big Pharma, because we really need our drug prices to be lowered.
Cortez says as drug prices continue to rise and drug companies rake in billions in profits, Americans are being forced to choose between filling life-saving prescriptions or paying rent and buying food. In Colorado, the average cost of prescription drugs has increased by 58%, but average incomes are up by only 12%. Drug companies blame some of the high costs on middlemen and say high prices are necessary to finance research and development. Research by Memorial Sloan Kettering found that sales from drug companies' top 20 medicines cover the cost of all annual research and still produces $40 billion in profits. Cortez adds that companies also have plenty of cash to saturate the airwaves with advertising.
We know that tens of billions are spent on advertising by the drug companies every year. They spend billions more on advertising than it costs to develop new drugs.
AARP is urging Congress to reverse a law that bans Medicare from negotiating lower prices and stop the practice of delaying the rollout of more affordable generic drugs. Cortez says Congress also needs to cap out-of-pocket costs, which is especially important for older Americans living on fixed incomes. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And finally today, from the Montrose Daily Press, just in time for Labor Day weekend, the swim beach at Schweitzer Lake in Delta County was reopened for public use. The beach had been closed since July 18th, when tests showed the presence of E. coli bacteria in the water. The source of the E. coli still has not been identified. New tests showed that E. coli is no longer detected in the lake. Due to the long closure, the park's swim beach will remain open daily until mid-September. Schweitzer Lake State Park, located just south of the town of Delta, is a day-use park that is open for boating, swimming, fishing, and picnicking. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Tuesday, September 3rd. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.